thankful, I guess, that the Governor Waltz has lifted a few of the restrictions on his executive orders so that we can start accepting online reservations for the 2020 camping season. We've been able to have some seasonals out, but now it's nice that we can finally have our weekend folks come out and check out the park. And along with all of these, you know, these changes, I guess that kind of everyone is going through in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
We at the park here are also making some changes. You know, we're committed to providing a safe and healthy environment for not only our team that works here, but also our visitors coming through. So, you know, we're making sure that we sanitize things very well. We try to take care of our bathrooms anyway, but we always, now with this, we're being extra cautious. Campers, when they come in, they'll be seeing a few changes, I guess, this year. We won't be having the office open, so we won't be having any ice sales or ice cream sales, but firewood will still be available on the honor system. And also, by chance, one of our weekend workers might be cruising around. They might be able to flag him down or myself down, depending on who's working, and pick up some firewood. So things will be, you know, the same but different, if that makes any sense. But we're just excited to be able to open up for people to come enjoy the park. What a better way to, you know, everyone's been cooped up in their house for so long. It's kind of a nice way to get out and explore a little bit and get some fresh air.
I think people are way ready to get out of their houses and go camping. As far as setting up reservations, is this for weekdays or just weekends? And when does it start? Like, is it this coming weekend? Is it has it already started?
It's already started. So anyone listening can go to plumcreekpark.com, and on our website they'll find they can choose if they want an RV electric campsite or if they just want to throw up a tent in one of our tent sites. They can find the sites that are available on there. They can do all the reservations, whether it's a weekday, a weekend, 3 days, 4 days, whatever works. They can fill everything out online and pay with their credit card, and they'll come in. We'll have a card on the post saying which site, you know, that they reserved if they forget by chance, and then they're set. They're ready to go camping and enjoy some nature and some downtime.
Are there any other restrictions that people need to take into account this year as compared to last year? Like, do they have to do the social distancing and such?
Yes. Yep. That's the thing. We ask that, you know, the visitors from the public take precautions just to, you know, ensure their safety and everyone else visiting the park's safety. Follow those CDC and MDH guidelines of social distancing. Obviously, if you're, you know, not feeling well, have any, you know, breathing complications or cough or fever, some of that stuff, those COVID symptoms, we just ask you to stay home and wait till you're feeling better before you come out and enjoy the park. You know, that's a big thing. You know, obviously when you're out, you'll see some people, and it's just fine to stop and say hi and talk to your friends as long as you maintain that social distancing. If you're looking to get a family gathering in our shelters, currently, you know, we have that. They're available for reservations, but they're only for gatherings of 10 or less, and as the state continues to make shifts and open things up more, we'll, you know, adapt our guidelines kind of to follow suit with what's going on there. But really the main thing is just, you know, keep that social distancing in mind. And you know, we have, obviously, soap. Use the soap in the bathrooms. We're getting hand sanitizer in too, extra to have around. But it's just kind of those little precautions just to make sure you're being safe and while you're out enjoying our park.
You mentioned about the governor's changing guidelines as this whole situation evolves. And so what do you see for the upcoming weeks or months? What other changes might you have to make?
You know, that's a great question. It's been like that for the past few minutes, trying to figure out what is going to happen, what's going to be acceptable, and a lot of that. So we're just kind of going with it. I mean, I kind of think that we'll be able to open up a little bit more where, you know, you might be able to have a bigger gathering in the shelters, but still have to follow some of those social distancing guidelines. Obviously, our beach is open, so you can go swimming. It's just, you know, we ask that you know, keep your distance between some of the different neighbors down there enjoying the water. Right now, one thing is, like, we have a kayak rental station, which is, you know, we added last year. It's been pretty popular. At the current moment, it's closed until further notice, just because a lot of the guidance we're getting, they need to be, you know, everything needs to be sanitized right directly after use before anyone else can rent it out, and that's just kind of a difficult thing for us to do here with just our man. We put that in, hopefully, so we wouldn't have to have as much contact, but we're kind of waiting to see if I'm hoping that they'll, you know, loosen some of those restrictions on that so that we can open that up for people to utilize. But, you know, if people have their own kayaks, we have a nice little boat launch where they can bring them down. I'm hopeful that, for the most part, things will kind of get maybe back to a more of a normal summer. But the good news is you can go camping, you can hang out on your site and do your own thing and not worry about it too much.
Okay, you're trying to get the word out right now. Have there been many people camping already?
Yeah, this past weekend we had, I had about five or six different weekend campers that came through. Just looking at some of our online reservations, a lot of people, once they kind of heard that things are opening up, they were checking our website and saw when things went live, and they've been making different reservations. But there's still definitely spots available, so I encourage people to check out our website, plumcreekpark.com, once again, and just see some of the different sites open and hopefully book one for a weekend or two and come out and enjoy the park. There's a lot to do out here. You can go swimming. You can go fishing. If you have your own kayak or canoe, you can do that. We have a beautiful hiking trail that goes all around Lake Laura.
And most importantly, you have the option of just doing nothing if you want.
You do have the option of just doing nothing. You know, that's the great thing. And whether if you want to stay active, there's plenty to do. You can go frisbee golfing, do all that. If you just want to sit around a campfire, you can go ahead and sit around a campfire and be somewhere other than inside your house. So it's kind of that nice option to get a little outdoors. I always think the outdoors does a person some good.